Dr. Abdullah, thank you very much for joining Press TV's Face to Face. My first question to you. You are the chief executive of Afghanistan. A lot of people are asking what exactly a chief executive of a country does, because this extra constitutional post was created exclusively for you. Can you tell us what exactly your job is?
Our system is presidential system, but then in negotiations for formation of the unity government, we decided to have an executive post, which is like a prime minister, but in a presidential system. I'm also heading the Council of Ministers weekly meetings, and mainly the executive work, implementation of policies, overseeing the implementation of the policies are the job of chief executive.
A lot of people are saying that this is a highly ceremonial job because you just make recommendations to the president. What would you say to them?
There is no doubt that the president of the country is the highest authority in the country, but at the same time, there are certain rules for the chief executive, and there are certain councils that we are both members of it, like National Security Council, the Economic Council, and other councils, and also I wouldn't have sought a ceremonial post had it been a ceremonial post. But there is a good division of labor in this case.
Is there any bone of contention between you and Mr. President? Is it like, does he listen to the country's chief executive?
The governance politics is a complicated business, and in every system. We have a unity government after fighting contested elections, but in normal circumstances as well, within the government structures, there will be discussions, there will be debates, and we are not an exception to that.
Let's talk about the regional politics. I was in different parts of the Middle East over the past 2 months, and I talked to a lot of people, political leaders. For instance, in Lebanon, a lot of politicians told me that foreign governments have a very influential role in Middle East countries, like in Lebanon, for instance. They said that Saudi Arabia tries to buy politicians, tries to bribe them. Do you know anybody within the administration in Afghanistan that is being approached by Saudi Arabia, for instance? Does Saudi Arabia offer money to politicians?
I'm absolutely not aware of such a thing. In Afghanistan, I mean.
So Saudi Arabia is not spending money in Afghanistan to buy politicians?
In regards to your question, I said that I'm not aware of anything as such. Absolutely not.
Okay, what about the Takfiri terrorists that do exist in the Middle East? There are those who say that Daesh is also operating in some parts of Afghanistan. Where do they get their money, the funds and the arms, to be able to operate in Afghanistan?
Daesh or other terrorist organizations are operating in a much wider area and region. In Afghanistan, Daesh is not a significant force, but they have the same channels as other terrorist groups. There is no doubt that they have good resources.
Can you tell us what those resources could be? Because you're the chief executive of Afghanistan, you might know where they get their resources.
I said what I said, and I think you ask your questions and you have my answers.
Sure. So let me be more clear. Do you think Saudi Arabia is giving money to Daesh terrorists in Afghanistan?
In this interview, I'm not supposed to talk about other countries. It's about Afghanistan, the interview, and about our relations with the Islamic Republic of Iran. That's why I'm here.
Sure.
I'm not here for the purpose of other countries.
Sure.
And what you asked about Daesh, there is no doubt that they have their own resources and sources of money, and it's a threat. It's a threat for Afghanistan, it's a threat for region, it's a threat for global peace, and Afghanistan is determined to deal with it. At the same time, it's not as significant force in Afghanistan as Taliban are.
Okay, do you think that the Western countries, the Western troops that are in Afghanistan right now, and the ones, the Western governments that are supporting the Afghan government militarily and politically, do you think they are serious enough in fighting Daesh? Because Daesh is a not significant force, as you say, in Afghanistan, but it is a significant threat to regional peace and stability. Do you think the West is serious about fighting Daesh in the region?
I don't think that they are there to make jokes in Afghanistan. They are there because of the terrorist threats earlier from Al-Qaeda, and they have given casualties in Afghanistan, and they have made sacrifices in Afghanistan. Today also, they are helping Afghanistan in helping security forces of Afghanistan, they are serious in their work. Whether it is Taliban or Daesh or other terrorist organizations which are from a wider region, like from Central Asia and beyond, the international forces which are based in Afghanistan are supporting the Afghan government and the Afghan security institutions.
You made a very important point. You said that the Western troops are not for telling jokes in Afghanistan. Based on their experience and their efforts since 2001, do you think Afghanistan now is a safe place for its people? Do you think they have managed to defeat the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda? Because as far as we can remember, dangerous terrorists like Daesh didn't exist in Afghanistan before. Now they are there. Have Western forces managed to contain them?
They didn't exist earlier in any part of the world. They didn't exist in Iraq. They didn't exist in Syria. But they are now a reality. There is another reality aside from that. We are dealing with it, with those threats, and we receive support from those international forces which are in Afghanistan.
But why do you think there is still insecurity in Afghanistan after so many years of fighting with the militants, with the terrorists?
It is beyond the capacity of 15 minutes interview to explain the whole factors behind insecurity. There might have been mistakes in the past years by our own side or by the international forces, but at the same time, there is no doubt that we are working together to deal with those challenges.
And do you have any time frame? Do you think one day Afghanistan will manage to get rid of those terrorists?
Because certainly there
the situation hasn't improved a lot in Afghanistan.
Certainly there will be improvement in the situation. These terrorist organizations, they don't have any place amongst the people. They don't have support of the people of Afghanistan. At the same time, they are resourceful. They have many resources, and they take advantage of the situations and the certain weaknesses which exist here and there. But they have not a future. The future is with the people, and with the people of Afghanistan, which want stable Afghanistan, peaceful Afghanistan, peaceful within, in peace within and without.
You said that terrorists have many resources. Do you think it's a good idea to target the resources of those terrorists, the financial and military resources that they are using to fight your government?
It's important to have a comprehensive strategy to deal with the financial networks has to be part of that.
Do you have any idea where those financial networks are?
Well, don't get me into those specifics. It's something that we are dealing with.
Okay. You worked with Ahmad Shah Massoud, the late Ahmad Shah Massoud, the Lion of Panjshir. You and Ahmad Shah Massoud fought the Taliban and Soviet occupation, and you went through the civil war. A lot of experiences you have on the ground. Do you think if Ahmad Shah Massoud was alive today, he would do anything differently than what President Karzai did, President Ashraf Ghani is doing right now?
Of course, late Ahmad Shah Massoud, Shahid Ahmad Shah Massoud, he was a hero of the country, and he had been in the hard times in the country and in the resistance and jihad against the Soviets. And afterwards, he had a very clear vision, and he was he had certain abilities that was unique to him. I don't want to make any comparison between Ahmad Shah Massoud with any leader anywhere in the world. So there's he was a hero of Afghanistan and considered a national hero of Afghanistan. Certainly, he would have had better ideas in dealing with security and military challenges.
The military challenges that do exist in Afghanistan right now, there are those in Afghanistan who blame Pakistan and ISI for the situation. They believe that if Pakistan stops supporting some terrorist groups in Afghanistan, things will be much better, things will change. Do you agree with them?
I would say that it's important for all the neighboring countries of Afghanistan to contribute to security and stability in Afghanistan. And I wouldn't consider just one factor as a make or break for what is happening in Afghanistan. But the issue of support is important. At the same time, there are certain other issues which has to be dealt with.
The issue of support, you mean? You agree with them that ISI is supporting some terrorist groups in Afghanistan?
I think I addressed your question in my own way.
Yes.
And you can interpret it in your own way.
Sure. If you want to blame three factors for the insurgency, the continued insurgency, despite many years of foreign military presence in Afghanistan, you interestingly said that it's beyond the capacity of the international forces. Because we have seen thousands and thousands of troops from the United States, which claims to have the world's greatest army, from other parts of the world, from the UK, from the West, from the East. And you said that the problem of insurgency in Afghanistan and the militants in Afghanistan is beyond their capacity. If you want to name three factors that contribute to the continued insurgency in Afghanistan, what would you say?
I would say that clarity about the insurgency, the terrorism as a whole in neighboring countries of Afghanistan and in countries which are involved, not tolerating terrorism, that's a very important factor. And in fact, as far as the success or lack of success or lack of progress is concerned, there are a lot of lessons in the past 15 years. 14 years. I mentioned earlier as well that we have made mistakes in the past, certainly there are mistakes which attributes to those who didn't know Afghanistan well as well. And also the issue of sanctuaries outside Afghanistan was a very important factor.
Dr. Abdullah, thank you very much.